You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, no.
We've got something for just about everybody today. Shelley Goldberg will be here with another parenting tip, a key to happiness, how to be a happier parent. Jack Cittarelli and Carol Markowitz will talk about New Jersey and New York schools, respectively. Nicole Sapphire with word on a new vaccination for COVID-19. And Morgan Peckma, a whistleblower on Andrew Cuomo. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you, friends. Thanks for being here. Thanks for telling your friends. Thanks for encouraging people to check us out every weekday here on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission in New York, WMCA. We have got a full 90 minutes for you, so I'm hoping that you will stick around for the full time today. We've got a lot to get to. We've got a very special important discussion to have in my next segment. Morgan Peckma is a journalist and filmmaker, and he's not someone that I think I don't actually know his political ideology in detail. I believe that he's traditionally not been a conservative or Republican, but he has done some very fair work on journalistic objects that he's covered. And I've gotten to know him a little bit over the last few years and have appreciated his kind of tempered voice. He had one thing that was released with HBO, and he did the documentary Get Me Roger Stone, which was very controversial in some aspects. But I thought it was very even handed. And I am incredibly concerned about what he has experienced as it relates to Governor Cuomo's office. Yesterday, a very interesting piece in FoxNews.com about how the governor's office has basically terrorized him for doing his job as a journalist. We're going to get his firsthand story coming up in the next segment. And then a little bit later in the big news hour, a brand new efficacy report on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. It's better than we anticipated, which is encouraging. Carol Markowitz, who's normally with us on Tuesdays, is here today. She is fired up about the New York school situation, as you would expect her to be. We'll get the latest from her. Jack Cittarelli, a candidate for governor in New Jersey. Some more reaction to the governor of New Jersey legalizing pot on Monday. Of all the things that a governor of a state is really should be concerned with right now, I don't understand why that is the thing. But also the state of New Jersey schools. We'll check in with him on that as well. And then Shelley Goldberg will be with us before we're done with the Parenting Express tip for the day as well. That's all straight ahead. So grateful to have you with us. So grateful to be able to be with you. And so grateful that there are those of you that have come up and said, hey, I want to make sure that we're helping to see to it that kids are not going to be starving this next year. You know, we've been helping orphans for the last couple of weeks with Food for Orphans, and the special efforts that you've made have been greatly appreciated. Yesterday, we got word that there were about 12 more orphans that were being added to an orphanage that Food for Orphans works with than what they had been aware of initially. And so we had space, if we could do it, to try to feed any of those additional 12 kids for the coming year. Same deal. $11 a month for the year will feed that child for the full year. $33 a month would take care of three of those 12. $66 a month would take care of half of those 12. But we are asking if those of you that wanted to give to the orphan effort just let time get away from you and ended up not doing that. If you would take a reconsideration to help us with these additional 12, because I know it's going to make a huge difference. And I don't want to say to an orphanage in Haiti or in Guam or not in Guam, in Guatemala. I don't want to say to an orphanage in one of these places, hey, we've got food for everybody under your care, except for those three that are sitting in the corner. Like, to me, there's something really, you know, sad about that. And I just don't want to make that happen. So if we could find a way, if we just had four people that did the $33 a month for the next 12 months, we would cover all 12 of those kids. And you could do that right now very easily at 888-242-0069, 888-242-0069. But I don't want to leave them behind. I get very worried when we get to the potential helping of all of the people that we've said we would, and then there's some left out. And I know these were late additions, but I don't want to leave them out. So 888-242-0069. Would you help us? 888-242-0069.
Now that 2020 is behind us, it's time to plan for a great 2021. A cash-out refinance may be a good way to kick it off. Hey, everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While we can all agree that last year definitely had its fair share of challenges, 2020 was not one without blessings, like a deeper appreciation for family, friends, and that special place we call home.
Not to mention some of the lowest interest rates in our nation's history. Rates that remain low, but with changes in government, medical advances, and improvements in the economy, who knows for how long?
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283.
Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have already tacked on some fees, which could result in higher rates. The time to make the call is now. That's 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-7283.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Every choice you make, you want it to be the wise one. And if you haven't joined MediShare yet, you may want to look into it right now. It may be exactly the wise choice for you and your family. You can save a lot on your healthcare without sacrificing quality. MediShare gives you free telehealth, a huge network of doctors, all of that. But the typical family saves $500 a month. Month after month, and that makes sense for a lot of people. More than 400,000 so far, and you get the security of knowing this has been working great for over 25 years. So MediShare is different. It's a good different. It's really about sharing. Members even pray for each other, which is very refreshing, especially right now. And one more very good thing. If you join before the end of February, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save before you start saving month after month. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska cruise with Alistair Begg, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers and worship with Grammy Award-winning Laura Story and singer-songwriter Michael O'Brien. Share how Christ is deepening your faith in this once-in-a-lifetime teaching and travel experience. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska cruise coming in the summer of 2021 by calling 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
Who cares? Said the governor. Well, a lot of people cared, and a lot of people were lied to. And then the federal government was lied to, and the public were lied to, and victims' families were lied to. And this is why Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim decided to tell the truth about a phone call he got from Governor Cuomo last week saying that he would destroy him if he didn't change his tune on what has happened. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you with us. As I mentioned, Morgan Peckma is a journalist, and he is also a very talented documentary filmmaker. A couple of his works I've really had a great appreciation for, and even one on a subject that I'm not very fond of. I'm not a big fan of Roger Stone, but I found Morgan's documentary about Roger compelling viewing, and I would encourage everyone to watch it and to observe it for himself. And Morgan, by the way, I think you need to do an update to that. Because, as you know, after Mr. Stone went to prison, he's had a bit of a faith conversion, and I think there's some more story to be told there. So I hope there's some sort of update to the Get Me Roger Stone story at some point. But welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. It's great to be back on my former radio home, AM 970. Love the station. And as for Roger, after following him for 5.5 years, I think I got my belt.
I can tell you. Well, we'll leave that where it is. Hey, in 2014, you got a similar call to the one that Ron Kim got. What happened?
So I was editor-in-chief of the political magazine City and State at the time, and we were about to publish really one of the first stories exposing the Cuomo administration's meddling with the Moreland Commission on Public Corruption. And as your listeners might remember, because of the epidemic of corruption in Albany, Andrew Cuomo was kind of cornered into setting up a commission that was going to clean up, you know, the pigsty. And promptly, he started meddling in his own commission, even though he promised it would be independent. And one of the problems with the commission was that it started to look into his own office, which was off limits from his perspective. And so we were going to break this really significant story. And as soon as we called the governor's office for comment, we started to get a barrage of pushback. And the final call, which came from Melissa DeRosa, who is now the governor's right-hand secretary to the governor, came to me at 4:30 in the morning. They knew that our story was going to go live around 5. And she, just like with Ron Kim, she threatened to destroy my career. She threatened to kneecap our publication. And I have to say, like, I was genuinely intimidated because I knew well about the governor's track record of vindictiveness. I knew the disparate power that he had over me. And I knew that her threats bore the full weight of the governor's office. But, you know, in these situations, it's a gut check. And you have to think that my first responsibility is to the public as a journalist. And so we went ahead and we published that story.
What was the response following that? Did they, in fact, attempt to destroy you?
No. And I think that that's what they do. I think there may be more bark than bite there. And I also think it depends on how much power they actually have over you, whether, you know, it's a different story when you work in state government, or you're a lobbyist or advocate who has direct business with the governor's office. I do think that they were a lot less willing to cooperate with us on stories moving forward. You know, I'm sure that we didn't get some interviews because of that. Nothing was ever explicitly said. But the reason I spoke out about this, Kevin, is not because he was a jerk to me and my family. And, you know, as my wife posted on Twitter yesterday, I mean, this was traumatizing for us. I mean, it really was. It's a moment that is like seared into my brain. But I spoke out about it because I had heard more and more that stories that have been critical of the governor's office have been killed because of the governor's intimidation. Yeah, I knew that sources are reluctant to expose wrongdoing in the governor's office, and that even stories that do go forward get defanged. And so that's not okay. That hurts the public. And I was hoping that by speaking out, I would encourage some of my fellow journalists to tell their own Andrew Cuomo stories, because this is systemic and systematic on the part of the governor's office.
We're speaking to us, journalist and filmmaker Morgan Pekma, and it's rather remarkable that almost the exact same wording was used in that phone call from his assistant that he made with Assemblyman Kim directly, the "I will destroy you" phrase. And I'm curious, do you believe that the phenomenon is widespread? I've heard a phrase that's been thrown around, and I'm just curious your reaction to it, but says everyone has an Andrew Cuomo story. Does literally everyone?
I mean, that's what I wrote in my Post article, because I mean, I think it's pretty close to true. And you know, this is, I wrote in my article about how this is similar to the Me Too movement, in the sense that, like, when, you know, when the first things came out about Harvey Weinstein being such a monster, then it was like, oh, everybody knew about this, about Harvey Weinstein, what a scumbag he was, you know. Every single time these revelations came out about somebody, everybody knew. Well, I mean, I didn't know about Harvey Weinstein. The public didn't know about him. It was inside the bubble. This has been inside the bubble about Andrew Cuomo, and it's important that the public be brought into understanding how the governor operates. And I want to say, like, I'm not coming at it from a partisan standpoint at all. Nope. I mean, you know, Kevin, that my movies have been highly critical of folks on the other side of the aisle. I view myself as a person who is, my responsibility as a journalist and as a filmmaker is to expose corruption wherever I find it.
Yeah.
And
let's take a break and come back, because I want to follow up with you on that. But let's take this quick break and come right back. Morgan Peckman is my guest. The corruption of Andrew Cuomo on full display and the threats to contain it. We continue momentarily.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. I want to invite you to join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher for a travel opportunity that may be the highlight of the year. We're going back to Israel, October 2021, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, and I've been there a couple of times, it's wonderful. Take advantage of this opportunity and register today. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. No cancellation fees until May 8th. Call 855-565-5519, or you can book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
The far left controls the White House and both houses of Congress. But Alliance Defending Freedom wants to make sure they don't control your house. Religious freedom, sanctity of life, free speech, and parental rights. Precious freedoms that ADF will protect at the courthouse. With God's help, we have over 2,000 victories, including 11 at the Supreme Court. And because ADF is a tax-deductible nonprofit ministry, we provide our services at no charge to those whose freedom is threatened. We have a challenging 48 months ahead of us. We must be prepared to stand for freedom. Call 833-993-4377 with your most generous gift, or visit adflegal.org/freedom to sign the freedom statement and commit to help us sustain our efforts. 833-993-4377 or click adflegal.org/freedom.
Like AM 570 The Mission? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook so you can find daily encouragement in your newsfeed, share your thoughts about The Mission, read inspirational articles, interact with our hosts, and find more information about our advertisers. Like us on Facebook today.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
It wasn't supposed to happen. We witnessed the unbelievable. The U.S. Capitol was invaded. The hallowed Senate chambers entered at will. What we thought was protected wasn't. When what wasn't supposed to happen happens, where do you turn? Put your faith in what cannot be shaken or overtaken. Listen to The Mission. We bring consistent, unwavering truth. It's where to turn when your world is being overturned. AM 570, The Mission.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just imagine at 4:30 in the morning receiving a phone call from the right hand of the governor and having to, because you're living in a little one bedroom apartment in Brooklyn, kind of crouch yourself in your bathroom so you don't wake up your 5-year old, to only hear on the other end of the line, do this or else we will destroy you. That is the actual true firsthand account of Morgan Pekma, journalist and filmmaker, as he was running City and State, the New York Politics magazine at the time in 2014. And so when Assemblyman Kim came forward and said, I got a call from the governor and this is what he said, it seemed to ring true to the ears of Morgan Pekma. And maybe it rings true to other journalists, maybe other journalists who are listening even now. Maybe you've had an experience and maybe now is the time to speak up. Morgan, thanks for sticking around for an extra segment. Let me ask you about the damage that you feel this may or may not have done over the last number of years, 7 years specifically, since your own experience. Do we have a completely defanged press in Albany? Are we getting any kind of truth out of the current operation of today's media? And how does that shape what we need to do now?
Well, I know firsthand that we have a lot of great reporters in Albany, and people who are doing their work. And I would say that we have to contrast the Albany media with the national media that has, we know about the myth making that the national media engaged in around Andrew Cuomo and his COVID response, that building him up to be somebody who, people in the Albany press corps.
He won an Emmy. Recognized. He won an Emmy for killing grandma. This is unbelievable stuff.
It's striking. How appalling is it that the governor wrote a book celebrating his COVID response during the height of the COVID crisis when New York had the most deaths of any state? It's mind blowing. Yeah. But we do have great reporters in Albany, but there's an element of the governor that is Teflon. I think he's had three really major scandals in his time. The first was the meddling in the Moreland Commission, which was what I wrote about. The second was the misuse of hundreds of millions of dollars in the Buffalo Billion. And now this is the third one, about obfuscating his handling of the COVID response in a way that may have cost lives. And, I think that this is, but the public, because particularly the national media has miseducated them, and because the governor is very astute at managing his image, this hasn't stuck to him. And I have to say that, I'm not sure that this is going to stick to him either.
Well, you go so far as to say in the end of your article that he doesn't dispute any of it. In fact, he thinks it's a virtue and that ultimately it works, which is really the sad part. Morgan, we're out of time. I appreciate you telling us your story firsthand. If you want to read more, it's his own editorial is at foxnews.com in the opinion section, titled Cuomo's Office Terrorized Me for Doing My Job as a Journalist. Morgan Pekma, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, the Big News Hour, coming next.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Before we're done today, it's Wednesday, so we'll give you a parenting tip. Shelley Goldberg, formerly of New York One, she's going to be back to give us a tip for happiness for parents in the midst of COVID. We'll get to that. The man who wants to be governor of the state of New Jersey, Jack Chitterelli, responds to Governor Murphy's budget proposals yesterday. But we start with good news on the COVID front. Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The FDA is reviewing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the company hopes that once it gets the green light, it can start distributing millions of doses nationwide.
Where are we at on the fight for COVID? There's been a couple of reports even this week from recognized, sources that I find to be really credible that say we are really making great progress, not just in getting people distributed the vaccine, and it's going better in some states than others, obviously, but that even herd immunity is ahead of schedule just based on the number of antibody tests that are being confirmed and so forth. Where do we stand with all of it? Let's turn to Dr. Nicole Sapphire. You see her on Fox News, and you've heard her here on Kevin McCullough Radio, actually, quite a few times in the last few months. Her first book was Make America Healthy Again. She's got a brand new one that's about to hit the bookshelves on the 25th of May. Maybe we'll get a sneak peek of that. But Dr. Nicole Sapphire, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm happy to be on.
The news, let's start with Johnson & Johnson first. You just heard the report from CBS News. What do we know about this? What is significant about it? And how good is the data?
Well, Johnson & Johnson has submitted their data from the clinical trial that we've been waiting for, submitted it to the FDA for the VRBPAC panel to review it, and they're going to meet just like they did with the Pfizer and the Moderna. And the data looks good. The one good thing about Johnson & Johnson, the way that they did it, they actually broke it up based on geographic locations as we've been having these variants. So they actually broke it down by region, United States, Brazil, and South Africa. And they show that this vaccine has efficacy against all those variants. It
nice.
Varies a little bit, but definitely, above that 50%, that is our metric. The overall efficacy in preventing moderate to severe illness from the single-shot vaccine is about 66%, but the efficacy for preventing severe illness and keeping people out of the hospital is about 85%. I mean, those are great numbers.
No, that is very good. And it compares notably to the Moderna and the Pfizer because they were just a little over 90. But let's talk about the advantage of just being a one shot vaccine as opposed to the get it now and come back in a couple of weeks to get the next.
Well, that's right. And that is a huge benefit to this. It's a single dose. And also it doesn't require a lot of those harsh freezing and storage requirements. So it's not only easier to store, distribute, but it's also easier for the person getting the vaccine. They don't have to come back for that, and which means that they're also going to get that level of immunity sooner than they would with those two dose vaccines.
Yeah.
Another good thing that came out of the data, the way that they did their clinical trials, was they actually were testing for asymptomatic infection. That's been a big question mark. People who get the vaccine, are they still able to transmit the virus to other people? And while common sense and some preliminary data has told us it's unlikely that they're able to do it, we don't actually have data saying that they're unable to do it. Moderna and AstraZeneca have come out showing that they are able to decrease asymptomatic infection, as well as a small cohort with Johnson & Johnson also suggesting efficacy in reducing asymptomatic infection, similar to the level of the overall efficacy, which, again, these are all good news and will help us in the fight to get to that herd immunity and really get us on the right track back to a pre-COVID sense of normalcy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so important, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. We spoke last time about the challenge that it's been for, kids in school, and it continues to be a big controversial issue about how quickly kids can get back to school. And, in New York and New Jersey, particularly, you've got a lot of school districts that are still not open. And the faster that we can affect a healthy return to that normalcy, I just think it's so important on so many levels. Let's talk about where we are in terms of infections. What does the data show in terms of the overall graph? What direction are things headed right now?
We are on a steep decline of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, which is incredible because we had a rough few winter months.
Yeah.
Right now, we are back to the levels that we are at around October, so before those holiday surges. And unfortunately, yet fortunately, because such widespread transmission of the virus occurred over the winter months, we are much closer to that natural herd immunity than we really ever expected to be. So when you combine the natural immunity that we have been building for the last year by people being exposed to this virus, then couple it with the about 70 million doses of the vaccine that have already been given out, those two together are really pushing us towards this level of the herd immunity, which there's no magic number that we will get to that says, okay, let's just wide open the doors and just go on with our lives. That number varies, and it can be anywhere from 60 to 90% of the population has to have some level of immunity, and it'll change over time with the variants and so forth. But the more people in a community that has some form of immunity to the virus means the more safe it is for that community to go on.
Right. Well, and I think that that is so crucial. And that's why I was very encouraged to read some of those reports that you kind of made reference there to, that the herd immunity is way ahead of schedule. They're saying, in fact, I think some of the more optimistic reports are saying maybe by April we can effectively say that herd immunity has been reached. Is that consistent with what you're seeing?
So that is a Wall Street Journal opinion piece that was put out by a good friend of mine, Dr. Marty McCary, who actually blurbed my first book and now also my second book, Panic Attack. So we are like-minded when it comes to a lot of things. And we have been sidebarred having these conversations. I think May is going to be a really good month for us. He's even more optimistic, thinking April. You know, either way, late spring, we truly believe that we are going to reach that level of immunity, even with the circulating variants, as that we continue to ramp up vaccination efforts.
Yeah, that's going to make such an important difference for the summer, especially for families to be able to get out and do things that they would like to do, take vacations, etc. Panic Attack is the name of your new book. Now, it doesn't hit the streets until the 25th of May, but I want people to pre-order it as soon as possible. But what's the focus of your newest tome?
Well, you know, you really see it right now. If you're looking at what's going on with Dr. Fauci, he's getting a lot of flack because he keeps changing things. And the truth is, it's normal for doctors and scientists to disagree on certain things because there's a lot of variables. But what's not normal is for non-doctors to say that disagreement or recommendation changes are off limits and anti-science. So because this has happened for the last year, controversy and division have really caused damage to our country. And my book, Panic Attack, unveils the hypocrisy and hysteria that has occurred from the rampant politicization of science. I dive into the science and truth behind many facets of the pandemic, from the origin of the virus to the concealment efforts, delay by China and the World Health Organization, to even school closures, mask wearing, hydroxychloroquine, and more. So I really, really go into why there was controversy, how it got exploited as science versus anti-science, and really just dive into the research and science behind some of these to get to the truth.
Well, and I think that that voice is very much needed, Nicole, because right now you've got, and I want to go back to this one more time, in the school situation, you've got a lot of conflicting interests, and they're all claiming that science is on their side. And we really need to just have a very clear understanding of what the science actually says, and then make the best decisions based on that. But I'm afraid, especially for our kids, part that we're not doing that specifically, and that they're losing as a result. At least that's my fear in some regards. Hey, please come back and keep us posted on all things. And when Panic Attack does get closer to the drop date, let's do a deep dive on the book and get people to make sure that they know where it is on May the 25th. It's going to hit the streets. But again, you can go pre-order it right now. HarperCollins is the publisher. Panic Attack. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, national best-selling author of Make America Healthy Again, and doing a great job. You see her on Fox News, and you can follow her on NicoleSapphireMD.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Carol Markowitz with the latest on what's going on in the New York schools from the New York Post when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you, you're going to get a question answered by the Fellowship Home Loans, Mike and Brian, the good guys. I love these guys. I recommend everyone I know, if they have any questions at all about mortgages, to Fellowship Home Loans, because Mike and Brian have just been the guys that people, hundreds, thousands of my listeners have come to trust over the years. Mike Rakeman is back with us. Mike, there's a lot of concern about rates going up, and of course, with the new economic policies that the new administration may be authoring, we're looking at probably that's going to be a reality, not just a possibility. What does that mean to the mortgage space?
Absolutely, Kevin. We have seen a really steep uptick over the past 2 weeks. Obviously, we see the new administration's policies start to get implemented, and that's the driving catalyst here. So we see, you know, increased spending, what the potential tax plan could look like, and you know that is going to increase taxes on citizens and businesses alike. And now we've seen the quick rise in the treasuries, which is the direct indicator of where the mortgage rates are going to go. So at the moment, they are still very low, not historically low anymore, but they are still very low. But for how much longer, we don't know. This uptick was not foreseen and was a lot faster than anyone anticipated.
All right. So if people want to get the best rate locked in, they need to call you today.
Absolutely, Kevin. I would not wait on this. If you've been sitting on the sidelines watching the market, you've seen it go up now. Get in now while you can, while you still can get a low rate.
Yeah, lock it in, friends, right now. And you know that you can shave off weeks on your mortgage application because Mike and Brian are direct lenders. They don't have any middlemen to work through. There's no bank delays. They're the ones that can help process your loan efficiently, quickly, and with a better customer service than you can get anywhere else. Here's the phone number, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Call them today, 800-804-SAVE. Mike Rakeman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10. Straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085. Shalom Levin.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, economic and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps, you'll touch the Western Wall, and you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went, and you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Kevin McCullough says she's the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite, the amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, if you missed any part of the earlier portion of the show, go back and get it. Morgan Peckma's time with us in the first hour was very enlightening. And, of course, Dr. Nicole Sapphire just fighting the fight as best she can there at Memorial Sloan Kettering, and also doing a great job on the television and other places where she can speak truth about what's going on with the vaccines. Carol Markowitz is back with us. She's been fired up about COVID on a couple of different levels this week. And I'm sensing, Carol, that your frustration continues to grow, especially when the governor seems to basically be acting like he literally has no concern for any of the concern that now even the media and his own party members are starting to speak up about. Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten a pass and he continues to get a pass. And it's really wild watching the media still treat him with kid gloves, still not really challenge him on so much. And I think we're going to just continue seeing this. And it's really just a tell that they're all on the same team and that they want him to get away with this.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that SNL, who I've had my beef with over the last few years, when they brought the Cuomo character on with Pete Davidson this last weekend, I thought they really nailed the essence of Cuomo, because he sat down and goes, he's asked, you know, why were you brought on the show? And he goes, because New York dining's at 35% now, and nobody claps. And then he goes, oh, it's the nursing home stuff. And I really do think that there is a level of shame associated with this particular scandal that may not have been there in past ones, because people do know that they lost their grandparents because of him.
Yeah. I still don't think the mainstream media is going to go hard on him. The thing is that Cuomo has always been disliked by the further left. He's seen as a moderate, which obviously we know he's not. But the socialist contingency that is growing on the left sees Cuomo as too non-left for them. So I think shows like Saturday Night Live might go after him. And you might see leftist writers go after him. I think there have been several that have sort of covered the scandals. But you won't really see the mainstream media, the CNN, the MSNBC, the New York Times, go too hard on him. They'll cover it. They have to cover it. They can't ignore it anymore. Though they've managed to ignore it for months and months and months. I mean, Janice Dean has been pushing this since April.
Yep.
And yet they haven't said anything. So they did ignore it until they couldn't anymore. But they still are going to treat it in a very different way than they would with a Republican, where it would be wall-to-wall news every single day.
The phrase feather touch comes to mind, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, your last article in the Post was all about how vaccines are going to end the pandemic, whether Fauci likes it or not. You're picking on the little man now.
You know, it's just, he is so bad at his job. It's wild.
You
it's
think?
So crazy how I don't understand. Forget about even just the science of it. The PR part of it, I think every time he talks on TV, fewer people want to get the vaccine, because he's like, you're going to get the vaccine and then nothing's going to change in your life. You're going to stay masked. Now we want two masks. You're not going to see your family. You're not going to get to go out. You're not going to go to dinner. You're not going to go to the movies. You're not going to do any of the stuff. And he gives no indication that this is ever going to change. Once you get vaccinated, the pandemic is essentially over for you. And I want people to really internalize that, because I think it's hard to go a year living like this and be able to snap out of it. And I'm increasingly concerned that people are not going to snap out of it, that they're going to want to live like this going forward, that they're not going to leave their houses, that they're not going to see their families, and that they're going to continue to mask as I do right now in situations where there is no risk.
Well, along those lines, and you've been hot on this on Twitter all week, you know, school districts are starting to announce their plans for the remainder of this school year, and then even to some degree indicating some of their indications for maybe the fall. And I'm curious if you are seeing that same concern that schools are not going to change their behavior before the end of this school year, and how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely a concern of mine. I think really the looming concern is that schools are not going to change before September. So every time that Fauci says we're going to have to keep masking, we're going to have to keep social distancing, I want parents to understand that means that schools cannot reopen. There is no vaccine for kids. There is no vaccine. So if the concern is that kids are going to spread it, as opposed to, say, the teacher spreading it, because the teacher will be vaccinated, then schools will stay the same way that they are right now. If your school today is not open, there's a very good chance it does not open the rest of this year, and there's a really good chance it doesn't open in September either. And I think I've been saying this, and I get a lot of like leftist pushback, like, oh, you're just scaring people. Oh, you know, this is hysteria. But I'm seeing that unions are saying this now, too. I'm seeing that left politicians are now saying this. I mean, I'm seeing we have to remake every single air filtration system in every school across the country before the kids come back. That's years away. So I need people to face this. I think more than anything else, if we face the reality of what's being asked of us, which might be no brick and mortar school for years, people will fight back quicker. And I think people need to really accept it.
No, I think you're right. And it is the unions. That's the primary driving force behind all of this. Our own school district held a region-wide meeting last night. We watched it online with, several thousand other parents that did. And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt for now. They're saying that, you know, they're going to keep things open through the rest of the school year. In fact, they're not even going to do a voluntary quarantine following spring break the way they did Christmas break. And I think that's just because the curve is flattening. I mean, we are literally seeing the dropping off of the cliff.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And I think we've seen sane policies that work and we've seen insane policies that don't. Maybe we should follow the sane ones. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Well, how dare you come up with common sense like that? So circling back to the governor, what do you think is in store? Does an impeachment proceed from here? I mean, you see what Assemblyman Kim and others are saying in terms of how he's treating those who are telling the truth. What's your gut take on that?
My take is that Democrats in New York are not going to impeach him. But the story right now about an aide that worked for him, accusing him of sexual harassment, accusing him of assault, basically, he said that, he kissed her against her will, it may mean that Me Too brings down Governor Cuomo, which would be quite amazing because, it's been this love story for the last year where the media, calls him America's boyfriend, and homosexual became a word that we had to know.
One of the words I could soon forget and be just fine. Okay, Carol, reader in the New York Post
Thank
and
you,
follower
Kevin.
On Twitter at @KAROL. Thank you so much. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls. The first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1-2-3-4-5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1-2-3-4-5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Investors, the business press, and just ordinary citizens concerned about their 401k accounts are beginning to get worried about inflation. For most of my career, I've been talking conservative leaders down from dire predictions of imminent inflation. But now, I think that inflation is a very real short and midterm risk. Last year, the Trump administration borrowed $3.3 trillion, yes, with a T, to fund COVID relief and various stimuli. At the end of the year, almost another trillion was agreed to. And now the new president is proposing an additional almost $2 trillion. So far, almost all of this new spending has been financed out of the central bank's creation of new monetary base. In other words, we printed the money we spent. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. The Fed is giving us too much money, and the low-growth Biden economy will provide too few goods. And Americans ought to be concerned.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof with a pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, time to check in once again on Decision 2021 because there is another election coming up, and it is going to make a difference in the states of New Jersey and New York. We've got a lot of races that we're watching and following, and I hope that you are informing yourself as we go along. In the race for governor in the Garden State, it is very important to point out that Governor Murphy's had a very busy week. He's failing the vaccine rollout in his state. He just pitched a new budget with more spending through kind of the universal eyeballs. And he decided of all the things that he really needed to be focusing on Monday, that he would completely legalize weed for recreational use and beyond in the Garden State. But aside from all of that, he ignored what is arguably one of the most important and most concerning issues pressing his voters, and that is the state of the schools in New Jersey. Let's turn to Jack Cittarelli, who would like to replace Governor Murphy as the next governor of the state of New Jersey. And Jack, welcome back. It's always good to have you. He didn't even mention schools in his address.
He did not mention schools, Kevin, specific to helping school districts with whatever improvements need to be made to things like air ventilation systems so that our children can get back to school. I mean, it's bad enough that we didn't do this last summer so kids could get back to school for September, and then it's bad enough we didn't do it for the first semester all through the fall and early winter. We're now into the second semester, and a great many school districts across the state are still not open. In fact, the vast majority are not. So I don't know how you could sit there and be flush with cash the way that he is because of the way he used the state's credit card. But here we are the day after the budget address, and still no relief for school districts and helping them get kids back in classrooms.
That is really unconscionable. How do you rate his priorities in his address this week?
Well, if ever there was an election year budget, Kevin, this is it. He's trying to be all things to all people. This budget is 10% more than the last budget. And over the course of his first term, the budget is up 30%. And I have to ask people, are you better off? I mean, is anyone really better off? I've never seen every demographic group in New Jersey struggling the way New Jerseyans are today. Young people trying to get a start, the working poor trying to work their way into the middle class getting ahead, and seniors trying to retire. It's just not happening in New Jersey. It's why we're number one in out-migration, and yet the governor's priorities seem to be all misplaced with all this cash he has on his hands. Well, let's not forget, it's not because of a booming economy that he has all this cash. He used the state's credit card to borrow $4.5 billion.
Yeah, well, and given that that is the reality of things, Jack, that's setting up a lot of trouble for future generations. But let's address what he is trying to tell us that he's doing. I mean, do we have if it's growing the budget by 30%, have we seen a 30% increase in the quality of life for the average voter in New Jersey?
We have not. And I mean, that's the exact point. And even Democrats were saying yesterday in their review now, because the budget is now given to the legislature, and the Democrats have controlled the legislature for more than two decades, they're all saying the same thing. My goodness, we have to make sure there's not a revenue cliff because he has front-loaded all this cash into an election year budget. I mean, who raises tolls and taxes and then goes in front of TV and makes a budget address yesterday saying that he hasn't raised anybody's taxes? Hmm. He did raise taxes. He did raise tolls. The gas tax did go up. And he borrowed $4.5 billion. So one thing about this governor, he can look the camera straight in the eye and not tell the whole truth.
Well, speaking of which, was it really necessary? I mean, he promised that he would get weed legalized fully in the first 100 days of his administration. It took him about 3 years to actually fulfill that. But why is this such an important issue to him? How does it improve the quality of the of life in the state? How does it answer a major question in terms of economy or help to the average family?
He will tell you that it's all about social justice, but we could have achieved social justice with just decriminalization. He will tell you that it's a progressive initiative to improve people's quality of life by giving them the freedom to enjoy recreational marijuana. I say this. That time will show that in a densely populated state such as New Jersey, which has an extreme opioid addiction problem, that this is going to be bad for New Jersey over the long run. So time will tell, but it is now the law.
Well, and that is that to me is problematic on a number of levels. And you're right. Decriminalizing is one thing, but insisting upon recreational use and going out of his way to make it more and more available to people that, you know, what we've seen in Colorado and some of the other states, Jack, I almost called you governor there. I'm hoping that this is some sort of prophetic word. What we've seen in Colorado and some of the other places is when it is made accessible, then the people that use it become younger and younger. And I think that you're exactly right. I think this is a doorway to the opioid problem expanding, not reducing. Anyway, you want to follow him, jack4nj.com. You can volunteer for the campaign. You can make a donation. You can help him get the word out. But if you want different results, Jersey, you've got to vote for different people. And that starts with the election of 2021. Jack4NJ.com. Jack4NJ.com. And guess what? You can follow him on Twitter at the same handle, Jack4NJ. Jack Cittarelli, thanks for being with us.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Looking forward to next time.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 Glass Abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Selzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Senator Chuck Schumer about a subject on everyone's mind, the coronavirus and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on Wednesdays, we do like to help you become a better parent as best we can. So the Parenting Express focuses in on just doing one thing, getting one aspect of parenting a little bit better. And Shelley Goldberg is back with us. You knew her for years on New York One as the parenting reporter there. Always honored to have her insights here. Shelley, it looks like we may have better days in front of us. Are we coming out of the COVID thing? Are people going to turn a corner? Might be.
Oh, Kevin, I hope so. I can feel it. And so I was thinking about what I wanted to share with your listeners today. I think if we look back on this, unless you've lost someone, and then I can't think of anything that I could say, but if you haven't, I actually think there are some positive, wonderful, positive life lessons that we can all take away from this last year, and things that we can learn about ourselves that will help us moving forward. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I learned going through this last 8-9 months.
Okay.
Number one, for sure, the importance of taking care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Kevin, your body is the car that's going to take you through life. So, Mom and Dad, you, for the, moving forward, it's concentrating on a great night's sleep, reducing the stress any way you can think of, and eating healthy. And making sure your kids see those life lessons, because that's going to take you the distance. So that's number one. Number two, Shelley has enormous gratitude for the smallest things now as a result of navigating the last 8-9 months. Cup of coffee, Kevin, and I'm sitting there in his big, warm, fuzzy bathrobe, and I feel I am the luckiest person in the world.
Hmm.
So gratitude for the smallest things. Take that life lesson and let it help you move forward in all the other areas of your life. Three, less is more. Shelly realized she doesn't need all the clothes, the vacations, lots of people around. It's fun, but I don't need it.
Hmm.
And I've been enjoying solitude and enjoying my own company a heck of a lot more. Decluttering anything and everything in your apartment and house, wonderful feeling, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. Power of nature. That's another thing that we've all learned over the last couple of months, to rejuvenate us, to connect us to the spiritual world. The Japanese, I don't know if you knew this, Kevin, but the physicians in Japan often recommend tree bathing among trees for patients who are anxious or depressed, because they found that just by getting people out among the trees in nature did amazing things for people's health and in terms of how they felt emotionally. And that's something that we can all continue to do moving forward, is make sure to make time to go to the park, to go to the beach, walk around in your neighborhood, but being outside and having a reverence for small things, you know, in nature. Pay more attention to what's happening politically. That's been another change in my life. I think we got to this place because so many of us were too busy doing other things. So the revelation is moving forward is to really be on top of this, because we need to know who the decision makers are and what we can do to affect change. Paying attention to the school curriculum. Before, I don't even know if I thought so deeply about what is a good education. What's going on with the school curriculum? Now it's something I am very aware of. I also have much deeper, more meaningful friendships, and I think that's a lesson learned from COVID. The power of puppies, the power of being around animals. And are you aware that the ASPCA, they literally ran out of dogs for people to adopt?
Oh, wow. COVID? No, I did not hear
because
that.
New York City, gone, because everyone who either lived alone, was alone, or with their family, and they didn't have a pet, they said, how the heck are we going to get through this? We're getting a dog or a cat. So the power of animals to transform one's life is amazing. What about you? What have you...
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting you asked me that, because I was texting with my yoga instructor, one of my three yoga instructors that works at the place that we take classes from. And she was a COVID victim early in March of last year. She got it. She went through the whole thing, lost taste, had a really rough bout with it, but came through the other side, had the antibodies, and she's been, you know, tough as nails ever since. But I was just communicating with her about how tough that this last year has been. And almost without skipping a beat, Shelley, she texted back and she said, tell me one good thing that has happened in the last year. And I was able to say, well, you know, we took a very private little family trip down to North Carolina and had a week on the beach, you know, secluded, but just us. And that was a wonderful memory. We did. And I came up with, I don't know, 5 or 6 things that were all just like good things that had happened. And she said, don't you understand that in the midst of this terrible pandemic, you've had these little windows of great things that you've experienced. And she said, the thing that I've learned in this pandemic is what you said just a few minutes ago. Pay attention to the small things. Appreciate the small things. Have immense gratitude for the smallest of things that go well, because it makes life as a whole, that much more rich and fulfilling. And I thought, you know what? That was a good word. I tended that day to be a little complainy, and I wasn't complaining after that. So I think that's right along the lines of what you're saying today. There's a lot that we can find and have to be thankful for from the last year. And I'm going to guess, Shelley, we're going to be better people if we choose to do so.
Oh, I like that, Kevin. Yes, I believe that to be true. And I just wanted to add, because I know what happens in the McCullough household, there's also so much happiness to be found just sitting around a kitchen table,
yeah,
sharing a meal, a warm meal or a cold meal with your family. And it can be hamburgers, it can be cereal, but that's something that I think we all learned, that the simple joy of just sharing a meal with friends and family, how incredibly rewarding that can be.
Well, I will say this, because of the adjusted school schedule and what we've done as a family, we've been able to spend a lot more time together. And I think that that has benefited us in every way possible. I'm really concerned for the single parent households. I'm really concerned for people that have to that don't have the opportunity to, have one or two parents that are always there and available. But for us, it's been something to be particularly grateful for, because we've seen a lot of really meaningful time spent together. Shelley, thank you for this exercise and valuable life lessons. It's good stuff for us to think about this year.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Go back and get any of the Parenting Express hits with Shelley Goldberg. Just go to the Kevin McCullough podcast thing at SoundCloud or iTunes. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just dial **1144 on your mobile phone now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Dial **1144 on your mobile phone today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Plus, free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Just dial **1144 on your mobile phone now to see if your car qualifies. That's **1144. Never pay for car repairs again. Just dial **1144 on your mobile phone now. Dial **1144.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the One Place app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download One Place at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you to everybody on the big show today. Morgan Peckma with that firsthand account. And if you missed that, if you didn't get that portion of the broadcast, go to the SoundCloud or Apple Podcasts regions of Kevin McCullough Radio and get it. It's a whistleblower account firsthand of the governor threatening a journalist, exactly the same way Assemblyman Kim said he was threatened just this last week with a phone call, and eerily identical in terms of means and methods. But Dr. Sapphire, Carol Markowitz, candidate Cittarelli, who's running for the governorship of New Jersey, Shelley Goldberg, appreciate all of them being with us today. Coming up at the end of this week, in fact, starting tomorrow, the next edition of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, will be underway. They have moved out of the shutdown zone, the walled-in city of East Washington, D.C., Eastern D.C., the behind the Soviet fence lines that seem to be established there around the Capitol and so forth. But, I used to cover CPAC, went many, many years in a row, spoke there many times, and so forth. They did invite me to come back and broadcast from there again this year, but just with everyone under the circumstances with school and so forth, I just didn't feel like this was the right year to go back. But we are going to try to give some coverage of what they're doing down there. But as things are getting underway, maybe you've seen, maybe you haven't seen the surveys of the last couple of days. How many people of the base of the 2020 election base still believe that President Trump should be a guiding force for the Republican Party and the conservative movement as a whole? And so, playing off of that, and a journalist asked Speaker Kevin Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney, who voted to impeach the president, whether or not he should be speaking at CPAC. Listen to what happened.
Where is your belief, and you are the leadership, especially in Congress, do you believe President Trump should be speaking at the CPAC?
Yes, he should.
That's up to CPAC. I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
And there went on that high note indeed. Now, Liz Cheney got censured by her state Republican Party for voting to impeach the president. I doubt that's going to be helping her case very well, because 95% of the conservative base in the Republican Party, the people that supported him before, still want him to be involved. I mean, he got more votes than any elected president has ever received in his reelect, which is pretty stunning. Anyway, CPAC gets underway tomorrow through the weekend. Live reports on Kevin McCullough. We'll talk to you then.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission.